29 states are experiencing high flu activity several weeks earlier than normal. That according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So far, Connecticut is only experiencing minimal activity, but that's expected to pick up. Dr. Ranjan Misra with the University of Connecticut Health Center explains why there have been so many cases so soon.
But I think it might just have to do with the strain, and there are also a lot of other strains, you know, not covered by the vaccine that people are getting affected by, and the symptoms are quite bad with the other strains also.
She says it's still not too late to receive a flu shot, but bear in mind it takes about 2 weeks for the body to build an immunity.
Flu is running rampant across the country, and it's showing no signs of letting up. If anything, the season has arrived weeks ahead of schedule. Over 1,000 cases of flu in Connecticut have been logged by the Department of Public Health. H3N2 is the primary strain this year, although there are others out there. Dr. Ranjan Misra with the University of Connecticut Health Center offers a reason why some who receive their flu shot might still get sick.
There's a two-week time lag in between when you get the flu shot and when it actually becomes active. So in that two-week time period, if you were to, you know, be near someone that has the flu and catch it from them, there's still that, you know, that chance that you will get sick.
She says good hygiene can prevent getting sick, including frequent hand washing. Flu cases in Connecticut expected to increase in the coming weeks, as they have been doing in over two dozen states thus far. The season's gotten off to an early and active start. Connecticut Department of Public Health says there have been over 1,000 reported cases of influenza here. This year's seasonal flu is H3N2, but Dr. Ranjan Misra with the University of Connecticut Health Center says there are other strains that are out there causing people to fall ill. That's why she says it's important to get a flu shot.
If there's anything I could not stress enough is that there's still time, and we're still in, you know, in the process of getting to the peak of the flu season. So get your vaccine. It's never too late. Go to a Walgreens, go to a CVS, go to your hospital or clinic and get that flu vaccine as soon as you can.
Now, she says bear in mind there is a two-week lag time from the time one receives the shot and it becomes active. That's why she says some people may still get sick even if they have received their flu shot.